The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Part of that big weekend of games here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app will, of course, be LSU versus Alabama. Everyone's been talking about it and gearing up for the big matchup Saturday night in Death Valley. To help us talk about the Tide side of things, Tony Sakalas, managing editor of Tide Illustrated, joining us now. Tony, how you been?
I've been doing well. I'm ready for this weekend's matchup.
Tony, last year when LSU played Alabama, and, you know, certainly a big part of it, Jaden Daniels, and then he gets his clock cleaned in the third quarter, and that was game, set, match. But with Jalen Milroe, if we'd have been playing two-hand touch, he'd have gained as many yards and scored as many touchdowns as playing tackle. LSU didn't come close to him this year. What I am watching and breaking down tape of Bama over the last couple of weeks, Milroe's not been the same runner. Almost like he keeps himself in that little pocket. Now, every once in a while, he'll drift out and he'll make a run. But last year, he scared you so much because when he hit that stride, he was running away from people. Is that something, you know, maybe is being taught to him? Stay a little longer in the pocket. Try to find your receiver. Don't take that big hit downfield.
No, I think it's actually the opposite. If you look at it early in the season, he was running, you know, pretty well, and actually maybe even more, kind of like what he was in that LSU game. And then there was a couple of weeks, you know, coincidentally when Alabama was struggling, that he kind of went away from that, and he, you know, he held the ball a little bit too long in the backfield, maybe looking for a bigger plays. I think really what's being taught to him is, you know, going through these, he has a better understanding of what he's looking for at the line. And then if that's not there, it's really just to tuck it and run. I think, you know, the struggles that you were talking to are maybe, you know, him getting flustered, maybe trying to do too much instead of just, you know, I think what Kalen DeBoer put it as is just, you know, kind of almost forgetting what he did, what makes him such a special quarterback, you know, and a lot of that is his athleticism and, you know, his ability to just run past people. And that will open up the stuff for him in the passing game that he's looking for. But he can't lose track of what makes him special, you know. And that's what, you know, really when he broke out against LSU, that was kind of the game he broke out. And that's what was happening was, you know, he was just running past LSU and that opened up some plays downfield as well. I think that's just what he's got to do. But the problem with Jalen is I think he gets a little flustered when he gets a lot of pressure, and then that kind of alters his decision making. So, really, you know, from an LSU standpoint, you know, they've got some pass rushers that can be a big impact in this matchup, and I think that's probably the game plan that I would do is, you know, kind of try to get in his face, get him into, sacks or, you know, throwing the ball into bad situations. That's kind of been the game plan on him.
Would sugar rush him, in essence, keep him in the pocket like a teacup, and force him to make the throw. Years ago, John Chavis, the old chief, he did that against Johnny Manziel. Man, Johnny, complain. Man, they're not blitzing me. And that's what he wanted. because if you blitzed him, then he'd find a lane and he'd take off running downfield. Tony, one of the things, and we've seen it here, some great receivers, when you talk about Jamar Chase and certainly Jefferson and Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr., I've never seen a freshman make this big of an impact in the SEC like what Ryan Williams is has done so far. And I'm old enough, I saw Lynn Swann at USC. That's who he reminds me of. His body contortion, his ability to adjust to a ball that's not quite right, and he'll go up and make a play. With people around him, he catches the football. And, you know, he's almost like a ballerina going up and making that catch. Now, you guys have had some first-round pick receivers, too, that are good. I don't remember a freshman that good in the SEC.
Yeah, I don't either. I will say that Julio Jones was very good as a freshman. He didn't necessarily have the passing game or the quarterback to take advantage of it. So maybe Julio. But I think if you go back just from what I can remember from Alabama football, and you know, it's really from 2008 and on. You know, I think maybe Julio Jones, Will Anderson, and now Ryan Williams are guys that I think could, after one season of college, play in the NFL and actually perform well in the NFL. I think that, like, if you took Ryan Williams, I mean, he's still got some things to refine, but if you took him, and I think he'd be a first-round pick, and I think he'd be an impact player in the NFL next year. I felt the same way, totally different player, but I felt the same way with Will Anderson Jr. You kind of look at just the body build of a Julio Jones, and you kind of think the same, you know, he might have not looked at stat-wise, but you kind of think that maybe he could have done it. But there's not a lot of kids that you can say that. You know, even the kids that are surefire number one picks, you know, in the future, they're not ready after 1 year. But I truly believe that Ryan Williams, you know, if you dropped him in the NFL right now, he'd be a productive receiver.
The secondary, man, I've covered SEC football almost 40 years, and all certainly through the Nick era. And Coach Saban, I can't remember another secondary that has not played too well like what Alabama has. And I get it. You lost a first-round pick corner. The Saints have the other guy in Kool-Aid McKinstry on the – and then you had a big freshman All-American transfer out. Teams have been going after that secondary. I suspect that's what LSU's going to do also, that they're going to try to attack the two corners and maybe try to hit a deep pattern downfield also against Alabama. In that time you've covered it, have you seen a secondary play as poor as what Alabama's played so far this year?
Yeah, I guess the thing there is it's weird, but I mean, maybe not. You know, I'd have to go back and really think about it. But I think when you look at this secondary, the thing that stands out is the depth isn't there. So that's kind of a lot of teams with the transfer portal. But like, not only are you losing your starters, I mean, you had the guys that maybe were more experienced, and you had a Trey Amos leave for Ole Miss. You know, that one stung for Alabama because he was ready to step up. And he would have been the guy. Now he's a starter at Ole Miss. He had some of those other guys, too, that are just more experienced, leave for better opportunities elsewhere. Now you've got some, five-star kids. I mean, I think Jalen Ibakwe is going to be great. And I think Xavier Brown's going to be, you know, great. But, you know, starting a true freshman, I don't care if they're a five-star true freshman, starting them right away, it's gonna have those growing pains, you know? So, it is poor and at times, and I think that, you know, it's definitely something else you can attack. The what I would say is the key to this one is, you know, will they have time to hit him deep? Because I think if you give Garrett Nussmeier time to hit the secondary deep, you know, especially with Lacy and the receivers and Anderson and the receivers that LSU has, it could be deadly. You know, you could really, I mean, this Alabama secondary has gotten beat deep, and LSU has the weapons to expose you deep. Is going to be down to, I think, you know, guys like LT Overton, guys like Q Robinson for Alabama, two edge rushers. Are they going to be able to kind of pressure Nussmeier, get him into the same thing I kind of talked about with Milrow, but more in a pocket? You know, are they going to be able to force him into some decisions and maybe just not give him time to let those plays develop? Because, yeah, if Nussmeier has time and you look at that offensive line that LSU has, you know, it's tough to beat. But if you give that guy time against the secondary, it's going to be tough. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tony, looking at this game for you, is there anybody that maybe isn't being talked about enough going into this matchup that you could think for Alabama that could be a game wrecker for them against LSU?
Yeah, especially with the weather, I wouldn't be surprised if this one, turns into a little bit more of a ground game. And we'll see, because we've kind of Alabama fans have been begging for more traditional just running back runs all season. They kind of got that against Missouri, and they really moved the ball well against Missouri. They ran for 271 yards. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's like maybe a Justice Haynes or a Jam Miller just kind of has a big game. If they kind of try to establish that running game, especially if it's kind of sloppy. If it's raining at all. And try to open that. You just kind of control the game that way. Also, Alabama is not usually in the business of slowing things down, but, if they have the opportunity, if you're going against a track meet with some of the explosive weapons that LSU has and you can run the ball, maybe that's something that you could use a little bit. Maybe just keep your defense kind of rested on some big drives. I mean, third downs are so key for Alabama. That's something they struggled with on defense, is stopping third downs and then, getting them sometimes on offense. So I think that's going to be big. So for Alabama, I think staying out of those, third and longs is going to be huge. And then when you look at how do you do that, a lot of times it's getting those productive runs. So I think Justice Haynes is coming off one of the best times I've ever seen him run was against Missouri. So let's see if maybe he can build that up. But that's kind of my under the radar pick that I would pick. It's hard to call him an under the radar player because I think he has the talent to play on Sundays eventually. But he's not necessarily somebody you'd talk about right off the bat.
Tony, you just made LSU fans, if they're in a car, kind of drive off into the ditch. Because if this becomes a running game, man, we got some issues here. LSU has not been able to run. Now, Caden Durham has kind of by himself hit a couple of big shots. But this team can't move anything up front. They've tried all kind of different looks and everything else. But I think we got spoiled because of one dude. Jaden Daniels. And you thought, we're going to be able to run the football this year. No, Jaden did that improvisational. That's why you got a guy that rushed for over 1,100 yards. But he did a lot of that on his own. Now they've got to move people up front. LSU is not real physical in the trenches. Now, they don't get hardly squat running the football. It would be a surprise to me. A real surprise if LSU could run the football Saturday night. That would be really, really surprising to me.
And Alabama's decent at stopping it, too. So, I mean, that's you talk about maybe how do they control that. Is like, if you make LSU super reliant on the pass, I think that could be a deadly, if you just shut down the run, I think it's going to, open things up for the secondary to maybe be able to, drop back a little bit and have some more room to work. I don't know. I think Alabama is pretty good at stopping the run. I think they've got two really able linebackers. You've got Dante Lawson and Jahad Campbell. Jahad Campbell, man, is really come on strong. I wouldn't call him a first-round pick, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's an early second-rounder. He's just a guy that just rose up, you know, kind of shot up the stock on him is really high. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that'd be a concern for LSU. You know, you can't run the ball. Alabama's not necessarily the team that I would look for to break that habit or to kind of get in, to improve. I think for both teams, they're coming off of an open week, so maybe some of those, you know, you look at some of that interior push, maybe they're able to kind of figure out some stuff that maybe some wrinkles that would help them out. I think that can go both ways, you know. But, I think, you know, LSU fans are probably right to worry about that, just like Alabama fans are right to worry about going up against the pass. I mean, those are two areas of weakness for both sides.
Yeah, both are flawed. Believe me, both teams are flawed. Tony, man, LSU looked as though they had gotten over the special teams hump. They were the kicking game, punting, everything seemed to be okay. They play Texas A&M, and three of them, I think the first one, kind of a high snap. They did get it down, and then Ramos, he shanked it. And then they got one of them. He hits the holder in the head. The other part was the holder's fault on the second one. Deep snapper's fault. Kind of tell us a little bit about Alabama's kicking game. Now, you guys had a kicker. He was unbelievable, and he's kicking in the NFL today. But the punting and kicking game for the tie, because it may come down to that. It may come down to a kick late to win it one way or another.
I can't tell you too much because they haven't been able – they haven't really had opportunities to kick. You know, that they go out and they get the Lou Groza Award winner from last year and Graham Nicholson from Miami of Ohio. But I think he's only like 2 of 4 or 3 of 4 or something like that. I don't – it's the joke is that, you know, you got this, you know, primo kicker and he doesn't really ever kick the ball. Alabama just hasn't attempted that many field goals. He doesn't have quite the leg that that Will Reichert has. I think, you know, if it came down to like 55-yard field goal or something like that, I think Alabama might be in a little bit of trouble. They went for a long field goal, I believe it was against Tennessee, and they missed it. He's just he doesn't do kickoffs. They got a separate guy to do kickoffs. So I mean, like, he's a really accurate kicker, though. I mean, he won the Lou Groza Award. He's, you know, only missed one kick last year, so he's I don't think they're you know, lacking in that regard. And then punter wise, man, I think that might be Alabama's best position. I mean, James Burnup is somebody that you talk about, somebody that doesn't get talked about enough. You know, James Burnup is a former Australian Rules football player. This is only his fourth year playing American football. I mean, man, he looks like a great punter. I don't know. You know, I don't keep up with the other punters around the nation, but it wouldn't be a surprise for me to see James Burnup also make the league. I mean, he's consistently booming, you know, 50-yard punts and 55-yard punts and pinning people inside the 20. And the thing about him, though, is that he might boom like, you know, a 48-yarder, and you're not returning it because it's so high up in the air. So he really kind of neutralizes, the other team's return game and is able to flip the field. He's been super reliable. Might be a couple of, you know, bad kicks, but I would say for the most part, he's just somebody that Alabama can totally count on. So it's hard to get excited about a punter, but, you know, at the same time, you're right, those can influence the game for sure.
He's an unconventional Australian kicker because he gets height on his kicks.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot because we've had him here with the Saints. It's kind of a low ride, okay? It don't go real far. But there's no return because, you know, it's up enough that you can get under it. But this guy, he's different because of his ability to put some height on those punts. And that's what's impressive about him.
Yeah, it's different, too. I think a lot of that might have to do with, you know, with Nick Saban. I don't think he liked the whole running Aussie style. I think they tried that. I've heard rumors that they tried that once a few times in practice. And it messed up, and he instantly just threw it out the window. So he kind of made James Burnup more of a traditional style punter. But James can still put a spin on the ball. You know, a lot of times you'll see even his shorter kick, they'll bounce in that Aussie way where they kind of like you think, oh man, he shanked that one for, you know, 38 yards, and then it bounces 12 more yards, and he's automatically, you know, all of a sudden you got a 50 yarder. It looks the same on paper, right? but he doesn't do a lot of that running to the side. I wonder if it hadn't been for Saban, if maybe he did kind of punt a little bit more like that typical Australian, you know, punter. who's the guy that LSU had back in 2009 that killed Alabama in the game of the century? Somebody like that, you know?
Tony, definitely appreciate the time from you. Check out all of his work at the TideIllustrated.com. I'm sure LSU fans and Tide fans can get plenty of information there leading up to Saturday's kickoff. Hope you enjoy the game, and we'll be talking to you soon, Tony. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, no problem.
Tony Sakalas, managing editor of Tide Illustrated. LSU and Alabama fans, go check out his work there.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.